page 3. President's Page by Jeff Tom. This will likely be the last President's Page I write for the Blind Californian. When the next column appears, we will have a president-elect. So, although I'll still be president, I intend to ask that person to give you his or her thoughts on their new term, which will have begun by the time the magazine reaches you. Since becoming president in 2003, I must say that the learning experience never quite ends. Of all the lessons I've learned, nothing strikes me more than the enormity of the task of leading this organization and accomplishing all that one might like. I hope that I can do my part to assist the new president in achieving some of those things I know should have been completed, but regrettably have not been. I am unquestionably my own worst critic, but I'll do that on my own time rather than in this column. Instead, after a few personal words, I'll look ahead. It has truly been one of the great honors of my life to have served as your president. The CCB family, like most families, can be difficult at times, but when push comes to shove, it's there for you. It's been such a pleasure to come to know so many people from throughout the state. From both a personal and organizational standpoint, one of the greatest regrets about the fiscal problems that we've had during the last half of my term was I could not travel to as many chapters as previously. I definitely felt more in touch with the local pulse when I traveled throughout the state, and I think it's incredibly important for the president to meet as many members as possible. It has been a real blessing to have met so many wonderful people. Page 4. However, I want to concentrate on looking to the future. I would analogize the ending of my term to winter and the beginning of a new presidency to spring. Fresh leadership, approaches, and ideas are almost always a great shot in the arm for an organization, and I fully expect that to be the case next year. Having said that, if we expect that a new leader is suddenly going to conquer the many challenges CCB faces, we will be in for a rude awakening. Over the years, I've written and spoken about them more times than I suspect most of you like to hear. Membership, fiscal well-being, the tremendous demands that advocacy places upon us, and the need for solidarity after healthy internal debate are just a few of the challenges that seem almost omnipresent. At the risk of sounding like a broken record, for those who remember what broken records sounded like, all of us need to commit ourselves to the betterment of CCB if our new president is to be most effective. We can be most effective when we identify our strengths and apply ourselves to those tasks for which we're most qualified. For example, if you are a leader in this organization, one of the tasks that is most important is for you to identify how best others can serve the organization and guide them toward that path. If you have the knack for raising money, then put your pedal to the metal and bring in the bucks. If you know how to sweet-talk a city council member, by all means, work your magic. Complacency is not an option. The future of CCB is at stake. Far more importantly, however, the ability to continue making a difference in the lives of blind and low-vision persons hangs in the balance. And I don't believe there's any organization of persons with disabilities in this state that can adequately replace what we accomplish. In conclusion, my humble thanks for allowing me to lead this organization for the last 8 years. But now it's time to join me and look ahead and rededicate ourselves to working with new leadership and making this organization the best that it can be.